This is the sitting meditation, and it will last for 45 minutes. Deciding to set aside a time when we will not be interrupted by other people or the telephone, where we can comfortably still the body. This is a time in which we can move out of our usual mode of more or less constant busyness and doing, and switch to a mode of non-doing, a mode of simply being, allowing ourselves to be with ourselves as we are moment to moment, with whatever arises in our bodies and minds, observing without judgment, without needing to change our experience in any way, nothing to achieve, nowhere to get to, simply being. So coming to sit now, either on a straight-backed chair, a meditation stool, or on a cushion, in whatever way is right for your body in this moment, settling into a sitting posture that is both relaxed and dignified, allowing your posture to reflect your intention to be awake and aware. If you are sitting on a chair, choosing to sit away from the back of the chair so that your spine can be self-supporting, your feet flat on the floor. If you're sitting on a cushion or a stool, it can be helpful to have your knees in contact with the ground so that they are lower than your hips, using cushions to support one or both knees perhaps, your posture forming a steady, comfortable, supported base. Feeling the sensations of contact now through your buttocks, legs and feet with the ground. Allowing the ground to hold you, settled, steady, still. Arriving fully in this place. Your head, neck and back upright, tall, uplifted, but without being stiff. Having the chin slightly tucked in to allow the back of the neck to be long. The crown of your head rising gently upwards. Allowing your shoulders to settle. Your hands to rest either on your thighs or in your lap, wherever feels comfortable. Just sitting here. The weight of you going down. The height of you going up. Being fully aware of this posture right now. And having a moment or two now to just adjust the posture as necessary before we allow the body to become still. And becoming aware of the fact that we're breathing. Feeling the breath movements in the body as the air moves in and as it leaves the body. Maybe noticing any tendency for the mind to want to control the breath in any way, and seeing if it is possible to allow the breath to just breathe itself. Simply sitting here, curious about the sensations that arise with this breath. And this breath. And this breath. You may notice the breath at the tip of the nose, perhaps noticing a difference in temperature between the in-breath and the out-breath. You may notice the feeling of the breath at the back of the throat. Maybe the chest or in the rib cage, as the lungs fill with air on the in-breath and deflate as you breathe out. Perhaps feeling the breath in the abdomen, sensing the belly rising and expanding as you breathe in, and falling back as you breathe out. Allowing your attention to simply ride on each breath, seeing if it is possible to drop below any thoughts about breathing. Just feeling the sensations of the breath directly, as best you can. This breath. This breath. This moment. Settling your attention now on your experience of your breath in the abdomen, in the belly, the place around and just below the navel. Exploring the sensations of the breath as it moves in the body in this place. The sensations may be very subtle. Moving up close. In touch with and exploring whatever your experience is. Giving full care and your full attention to the sensations of each breath. And observing the full cycle of the breath. Noticing the very beginning of the in-breath as it enters the body, expanding in the abdomen. And the moment of stillness at the end of the in-breath, and the moment when the out-breath begins and the belly sinks back. Being here for the entire cycle of this breath. Resting your awareness on the waves of your breathing. Gently, curious about this in-breath, and fully present with the sensations of this out-breath. How is this breath? And this breath? Is this breath fast or slow? Deep or shallow? Noticing as we sit that the mind will wander away from the breath from time to time. This is just what our minds do, and it isn't a mistake or a failure. The practice is not about stilling the mind or fixing it in one place. We may discover our attention is pulled away from the focus of the breath, maybe by sensations in the body, or maybe we've been drawn to thinking. As soon as you become aware that your mind is no longer here, with the sensations of the breath moving in the body, simply acknowledging where your mind has gone, and then gently, but also firmly, bringing your attention back to your breath in the belly. There is no need to give yourself a hard time. Instead, even celebrating, as in the moment that you notice, you are fully awake and aware, awake to your experience right now. And if the mind wanders away 100 times, simply bringing it back 100 times. If the mind wanders away for a moment or two, or for many moments, the task is the same. Just noticing, and with kindness, settling the attention back on the breath, moving up close to your breathing again, feeling the sensations of movement in the body, alive to the experience of your breath in this moment. Knowing that awareness of your breath can act as an anchor, a place to steady you and refocus when your mind has wandered, a place you can rely on, knowing that each in-breath will be followed by an out-breath, each out-breath will be followed by an in-breath, available to you in each moment. Allowing your attention to return and to settle here again and again, whenever you notice that your mind has wandered off, when you've become distracted, preoccupied, or maybe restless. A constant, trustworthy cycle of renewing energy. Each in-breath, a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go. A letting be. Allowing things to be just as you find them. Not even trying to relax. Simply sitting here breathing, fully present in this moment. And as you sit here with your attention on your breath, moving in and out of your body, you may already be noticing that sensations within your body are coming into your awareness, pulling at your attention. Maybe there's restlessness, some discomfort, or intensity. Allowing your focus of attention now to expand, to become aware of the whole of your body as you sit here breathing. perhaps bringing awareness to the space the body takes up. The space around the body as you sit in this place. Sensations of touch, contact with the chair or the cushion, clothing against your skin maybe, air against the bare skin, contact made by the body as you sit, the weight of you connecting with the ground, supported by your seat, the floor. The height of you rising, tall, dignified. Noticing the breath movements within the body. The sense of your body as a whole in this moment. Sensations may be strong, or they may be very subtle. Maybe noticing warmth, coolness, tightness or looseness. Sensations arising, perhaps lingering, changing in intensity, passing away. Holding in awareness whatever comes up, without judging, without reacting to or trying to change what's here. Bringing a gentle curiosity and friendly interest to whatever sensations arise. Whenever you notice that your mind has wandered away from exploring sensations in the body, just noticing where it has wandered to and inviting it back. Nowhere to get to, nothing to be achieved, simply being, allowing yourself to be just as you are. At times, strong sensations can arise that may dominate your field of awareness. If this happens, there are choices of how to approach these experiences. You can choose to move, to readjust your posture. If you choose to do this, being aware of your intention to move before you actually move, and bringing mindful awareness to the sensations involved as you shift to a different position. Noticing any changes in sensation as you move, so that you are making the shift in posture part of the practice itself. Settling back into stillness. Curious about the sensations here in this moment. Perhaps breathing up to and around the region of your body where there are intense sensations. And then breathing into them. Directing the breath up to the edge of the intensity and perhaps right into its centre. exploring what's here right now. Allowing yourself to open, to soften around the intensity instead of tightening and bracing as we so often do. Allowing yourself to open so that you are able to feel what's here right now. And if the region of intensity subsides, or when you choose to, re-establishing attention again on the body as a whole, the range of sensations within your body, those that whisper, and those that call more loudly. The body sitting, breathing, alive to your experience right now. And now, once again, allowing the focus of your attention to shift and bringing awareness to hearing and sounds. What can you hear? Maybe noticing sounds from outside the body, in the room close by, or beyond the room. Perhaps sounds from within your body, maybe the sound of your breathing. Not needing to reach out for sounds, simply receiving them as they occur in each moment. Curious about their tone, pitch, volume, sounds arising on their own, and when sounds come together, noticing perhaps too the spaces between the sounds, the silence. As sounds arise, perhaps noticing how the mind wants to label them, make sense of them, maybe judge them. Seeing if it is possible to drop below the thinking about sound to the direct experience of sound. Receiving sounds, vibrations in the air, rather as though you're a microphone. Not thinking about, but receiving, noticing how sounds come and go. And now, as you sit here, allowing the field of awareness to shift again, allowing thoughts this time to be the focus of our awareness, letting your breath and sense of the body and sounds be in the background, and letting the thoughts be center stage. So that rather than being breaks in your concentration or distractions, thinking now becomes the object of observation itself. Noticing thoughts as they come up, without needing to follow them or get involved in their content. Simply noticing each thought as it comes into the mind, as an observable event, just as sounds are observable events. And letting the thoughts just come and go. As you sit in stillness, simply observing them. Maybe noticing thoughts arising about the past, memories, reviewing events, maybe thoughts about the future, planning, worrying, anticipating, or maybe thoughts about this moment, likes, dislikes, judgment. Maybe they linger a while, or perhaps they dissolve quickly. Noticing that some thoughts are harder to let go of than others, stickier somehow. The mind wants to follow the thoughts and gets caught up in the stories. We may want to reach out and grasp them, keep some of them, or push them away. Get rid of them. It may be helpful to imagine that the mind is like the open sky, a spacious sky. and that the thoughts are like clouds. So maybe seeing the clouds go across the sky, the thoughts going across the mind. Some thoughts appear that are wispy and disperse quickly, whereas others feel more substantial, heavier, dark perhaps, like rain clouds. They may even feel as though they take up the whole sky. Remembering that our thoughts are not our mind, just as clouds are not the sky. Sitting here, watching thoughts arrive, and watching them leave. If you find that you've become drawn into the content of thoughts so that you are no longer observing them but are lost in them, noticing this as soon as you can, and celebrating that in the moment of noticing, you are fully here, awake in this moment, and choosing whether to return your focus of attention to the breath as an anchor to steady you in this moment, or to come back again to observing thoughts as they come and go as best you can. You may notice as you sit here observing thoughts that some are linked to emotions, maybe happiness or contentment, or maybe boredom, sadness, fear, anger. Others. The emotions may be neutral or they may be highly charged. Being curious about any emotions that arise in your mind and body. Always knowing that we can choose to come to the anchor of the breath in the belly at any time if thoughts or emotions feel too intense, too difficult. Making a mindful choice as to what's best for you in this moment. Even if emotions are strong, perhaps exploring the possibility of observing it, noticing it with kindness, bringing a gentle, friendly interest to where in your body you are experiencing any emotions that arise. What are the sensations here in the body as we feel this emotion? Opening to sensations, maybe restlessness, discomfort, or pain. Or maybe seeing if it is possible for you, in this moment, to turn towards these experiences. Be curious about how they are, moment by moment, holding it all with kindness. As best we can, allowing them to be here, without needing to change our experience in any way. Being with thoughts, being with emotions, sensations as they come, linger a while, and as they go. And now, for the remaining time of this practice, allowing yourself to simply be here with whatever experience comes up. If it's thoughts, then being aware of thoughts. If it's sounds, then being aware of sounds. If it's sensations within the body that arise, then being with sensations in the body. Observing our experiences arising and fading from our awareness. Perhaps experiencing the ground of being from which all experiences arise. So simply being here in this moment with whatever is, whatever arises. Allowing all experience to arrive and to leave. Open to what's here in this moment, gently, kindly, with the experience of your being, your experience as it unfolds moment by moment. And now, allowing your attention to settle once more on your breath as it moves into and out from your body. This breath, this breath. Remembering that your breath is always available at any time to bring you back into the present moment, to gather your mind when it feels scattered and restless, to steady yourself when you feel unbalanced or under pressure, to bring you back to a sense of yourself as complete and whole. Allowing things to be just the way they are. Yourself to be just as you are. And as this practice comes to an end, seeing if it is possible to bring this same friendly interest, this gentle, alive curiosity to your experience as you begin to move into the activities of your day, as the moments of your life continue to unfold.